On today's podcast, we'll be covering recognizing and responding to heart attacks in the workplace. So stay tuned. Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast. Heart attack awareness might not be the first thing that comes to mind when talking about warehouse safety, but it should be. I know this firsthand. After 309 straight weekly episodes of this podcast, Warehouse Safety Tips, I hit a wall. Not one, but two heart attacks, 10 days apart. I never missed a week until then, and that streak ended. But it gave me a wake-up call that I want to share with you. Heart attacks don't care how strong you are or how dedicated you feel. They can hit in the break room, behind the wheel of a forklift, or right in the middle of your shift, or in front of a microphone. The key is knowing what to look for and what to do fast. Here are a few ways to stay alert and ready if heart trouble shows up on the floor. Number one, know the signs. Pressure or tightness in the chest, pain that spreads to your arm, jaw, neck, or back, cold sweats, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, or nausea. These are a few of the red flags, and if you feel any of them or notice them in someone else, act fast. Number two, don't downplay the symptoms. Many people will brush it off as indigestion or fatigue. Don't. If it feels off, speak up. Seconds matter. That false alarm that you're worried about, worth it every time. Number three, call for help immediately. Dial 911. Alert your on-site emergency contact or supervisor. Get an AED if one's available and you're trained to use it. And don't wait for someone else to step in, be the one. Number four, keep calm and don't move the person unless necessary. If it's you, sit down. If it's a coworker, help them stay calm and still. Moving too much can make things worse. Loosen tight clothing and stay with them until help arrives. And last but certainly not least, number five, make wellness part of your safety culture. Heart health isn't just a personal issue. It's a workplace safety issue. Encourage regular breaks, promote hydration, support stress management and physical wellness, because a few simple shifts can prevent bigger problems later. As always, keep in mind that these are potential tips. Please be sure to follow the rules and regulations of your specific facility. One of the top priorities of a solid safety culture is protecting the people who show up and give their all every day. That includes looking out for medical emergencies like heart attacks, especially when they're silent or easy to miss. You don't have to be a medic to save a life. Just be alert, act fast, and never second guess speaking up. Your actions could be the difference between a close call and a tragedy. Believe me, I've lived it. Also, being safe and heart attack aware isn't just for the workplace. If you're in any of the states that receive snow, especially heavy snow, keep the following in mind. On average, about 11,500 people end up in the U.S. ERs annually due to snow shoveling-related injuries or medical emergencies, with roughly 100 deaths representing the gravest of results. Don't be one of them. And thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.